EU press says Brexit Britain will be second rate, urges EU loyalists, don't give up. By Jack Montgomery on November 14, 2019. Donald Tusk, President of the European Council, has openly intervened in the UK election campaign, telling European Union loyalists who want to stop Brexit, don't give up. Tusk, who famously abandoned the office of Prime Minister in his native Poland in favour of his current, much more lucrative EU role just weeks before his party was turfed out of government by the Conservative Law and Justice Party, Peace, in national elections, claimed that after Brexit, the United Kingdom would become an outsider, a second-rate player, betraying something of the isolationist mindset of the Brussels nomenclature, which is, ironically, often projected onto Brexiteers. One of my English friends is probably right when he says, with melancholy, that Brexit is the real end of the British Empire. Tusk added, betraying also the imperialist mindset of EU elites, which, like their isolationism, they also project onto Brexiteers. On the subject of whether or not Brexit would definitely go ahead after Britain's upcoming snap election in December, Tusk opined, Brexit may happen at the beginning of next year. I did everything in my power to avoid the confrontational no-deal scenario and extend the time for reflection and a possible British change of heart. But he then added, the UK election takes place in 1 month. Can things still be turned around? The only words that come to my mind today are simply, don't give up. In this match, we had added time, we are already in extra time, perhaps it will even go to penalties? The intervention by Tusk, who warned hysterically that a British vote to leave the European Union could mean the end of Western political civilization in its entirety immediately prior to the country's 2016 referendum, appeared to lend credence to Brexiteer speculation that the EU has been offering repeated extensions to the Brexit deadline in order to create space for the Remainer-dominated political class to thwart it. Video recordings of discussions between British Remainers and leading EU figures such as Guy Verhofstadt, the European Parliament's chosen representative in the Brexit talks, clearly show the Brits urging the EU not to negotiate a mutually beneficial Brexit deal with the United Kingdom, and to make the Brexit process as unpleasant as possible in order to help them persuade the British people to change their minds. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.